are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. I am so excited to have a really inspiring womanpreneur on the line, Angela Thornton, who is a holistic esthetician and skincare formulator based in Cape Cod. Hi, Angela. How are you today?
Hi, Susie. How are you, honey? How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to have you on the line and to share your amazing, inspiring background with our audience. So tell us a little bit about how you got into the world of skincare.
By the time I was 21, I hated it. I was very blunt. And one day during lunch, the estheticians in the salon happened to all be leaving out the back door on their lunch break. And they reminded me of swans, you know? They were like, they had beautiful skin, their hair was pinned back in a bun, they had long necks, they're all wearing white, esthetician uniform. I thought, you know what, that just sounds so nice. I want to do that for a living. So then I went back to school and I got my license in aesthetics.
Awesome. So you're still in the beauty world, you're just in a different side of it now, which is awesome.
Correct. And I give hairdressers the utmost respect. You know, it's a hard job to do, you know, but it just wasn't for me. And like I said, you know, you want to follow your passion, and that's what I did. And I've been doing it now for 19 years.
Amazing. Wow. So cool. So how do you like, you know, working from Cape Cod? I mean, this is summertime. It's like the best time to be down there, right?
Oh, it is. No, it's wonderful here. You know, it's a love-hate, you know. You're excited to see all the people, you know, but then when everybody kind of goes home, you're like, oh, okay, I can get to work now at a decent time.
Right, right. Right.
But
no, it makes sense. Totally. So tell our audience, by the way, where you're based in the Cape.
What's that?
Tell us where you're based in Cape Cod.
Oh, sorry. Orleans, Massachusetts is where Artisan Skincare is.
Awesome. So obviously we didn't even introduce Artisan Skincare. So tell us, this is the amazing skincare line that you run and own yourself. So tell us how it all came about.
Well, the original company, Artisan Skincare, that's my holistic day spa here in Orleans, that was originally founded by me. There was a woman that was actually trying to sell it, and at the time, to be honest with you, I was homeless. And, you know, I came in, and she was looking to sell it, and, you know, I was a hard worker, and I said, you know, I don't have a dime to me, I said, but I'd love to, you know, if you give me the chance, that I think I could, you know, be the good fit for your business here. And she said, do you have a car? And I was like, yeah. She goes, do you make car payments on it? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay. She's like, can you give me, like, you would a car payment for the salon? And I was like, yeah. So that's how I got the business.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, it just goes to show you, you know, no matter where you are in your life, you know, there's always a way, you know. I mean, people will work with you, you know, and that's what she did. And so that's how I got the spa. And then my skincare line, Artisan Organics, that basically was stemmed through Artisan Skincare. I had a company that I was working with, and you know, it was a nice company and all, but it was very highly priced, very dense with chemicals. And my husband told me, because I was getting frustrated with it, and he just said, you know, why don't you just make your own skincare products? You made your, you know, day spa. He's like, why don't you make the products? And I was like, I can do that. So it's funny because people will say to entrepreneurs, you know, that's your baby. You know, your business is your baby. So I always joke with people and say, yeah, you know, Artisan Skincare is my daughter, and I guess Artisan Organics is my granddaughter, I guess.
Right. Whatever. It doesn't matter. They work hand in hand, right?
Right, she was a family.
Love it. So what was the first product you ever made?
The first one I did was actually the cleansing oil, which is our most popular product to date. What inspired me to it was clients were coming in and their skin was just so dry. And I'm like, what are you using? And they're like, oh, well, I don't know, the stuff at the drugstore or the stuff at the department store. Or, hey, the stuff that you sold me, you know, this is chemical-based stuff I had before. I'm like, gee, that's not good. So I did some research and I started studying a lot about the difference between linoleic acid and such, which is a different level with acidic level with the oil. And I said, you know what, maybe if I could balance the two, you know, a wet oil versus a dry oil, maybe I can create something here. And I put together a formula, and by accident, I mean, everyone just fell in love with it. And they said, you got to start selling this. And I said, okay. So that was my first product. And to this day, it's such a miracle. I mean, everyone loves it. And any skin type can handle it, too, which is so unique. You know, the first thing you think of is, ooh, oil, are you sure? And absolutely.
Right. Well, I like, too, because people have different types of skin. It's too dry, it's too oily, and it seems like yours kind of balances that, right?
Correct, exactly. Yeah. And that's what basically happened. And everyone, like I said, whether you have oily skin, dry skin, mature skin, rosacea, anything, everyone benefits. And you know, doesn't have to worry about this product irritating.
No, I mean, it makes so much sense. And it's amazing that you figured out how to do it, you know? How long have you been creating products? When did you launch this?
Let's see. I actually, about 3 years now I've been formulating. There was a person online, actually, another funny story. This, you know, when the fall hits is when, you know, all the busyness of summer leaves. And I remember kind of, you know, sitting there like, oh, you know, all right, you know, tourists are gone, game plan, you know, what do we do for the fall? And there was a woman online that was actually a biologist. And I was kind of being friendly with her, you know, via social media. And we started talking, and she was actually the one that told me that, you know, you should really, you know, don't just throw something together, really learn it, you know, learn, you know, protons and electrons and how they have to both match up. And I was like, oh, okay. And I basically just kind of learned what I could with her. I took a few online classes that she was doing because she was trying to start her business. And to be honest, I went on YouTube and I would follow Harvard professors, Chemistry 101. Just kind of, you know, sit back and take notes.
That's so smart. That is so smart.
Once again, you know, you can find a way.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, we have this image in our lives that, you know, if you got to, you know, and please, if you have a college education, that's wonderful. You know what I mean? Please. But, you know, a lot of people get disheartened, like, oh, I can't do it. I've never been to college. I'm homeless. You know, whatever. That's my situation.
But you figured a way. You figured out a way to get out of it, right? And that's kind of where it circles back to.
Yeah, always be open-minded. And, you know, just, there's no set way. You know, the road is curved, and that's okay. You know?
No, it's true. I mean, you have to almost go through some hardships to really get to the next place anyway, right? You can't, people never stay in one place. That's not life. Change is constant, you know?
Very well said. Yeah.
Well, that's so fascinating. So you really took mental notes from, you know, Harvard professors that, you know, that's so funny. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So tell us about your types of clients. Like, if I were to come in, what is your, you know, typical client that comes in, and what type of services do they come in for?
My clients are really unique people. You know, it's kind of cool. They care about themselves. They care about the environment. I've taught them over the years, it's not selfish, it's selfing. They know the difference between that.
I like that. I really like that. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, they're guilt-free people. You know, in our society, people feel very guilty when they do something pleasurable for themselves. And that shouldn't be. Not at all. I mean, you know, again, we feel like, oh, no pain, no gain. And it's like, you know, if something nice happens, we, you know, our response isn't, oh, that's nice. And, oh, I feel so guilty. No, not at all. My people are great. They, like I said, it's self-thing. It's not selfish. They're free spirits. You know, I've educated them, like, listen, you know, with certain beauty ads, you know, they use a lot of character deformation, you know, with, you know, fear-based tactics. And for me, I want to encourage people. And I think, you know, you get more flies with, you know, honey than you do vinegar.
Right.
By the way, those are great ingredients for your skin.
No, that's good to know. Mental notes for us, right?
Yeah, right. A little spot there. But anyways, yeah, you know, you always, again, positive self-talk is how you do it. And that's what my clients are attracted to. And I'm happy that I'm able to, and they teach me too, you know, to educate and put yourself first. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, right. So you do everything from, would you say facials are, what are some of the types of work that you do on your clients?
Yes. I want to say the average is my artisan facial. And basically that is, it's a holistic facial. All my products are organic, natural. And if they're not, they're ingredients that the body is actually familiar with, which would be vitamin C, hyaluronic acid. I don't like to use ingredients that the body doesn't understand. I like to work with your body, not against it. So, yeah, I want to say my most popular would be my microdermabrasion machine, which is a diamond tip. And what's nice about mine is there's an actual adjustment on it. It's not an on and off switch. You can actually adjust the suction on the machine. So
awesome.
Again, the very sensitive can use it. Then I guess my second most popular would be the microcurrent machine. And this is actually a very fascinating machine because, again, there's that word familiar. I use things that the body's familiar with. What I'm doing is I'm hoping to not replace Botox, you know, but I'm hoping that I want to steer my clients away from the chemical, you know, world of trying to, you know, freeze their face. But using microcurrent, it's a natural electrical current that our bodies produce. Our bodies are familiar with electricity. What causes our involuntary muscles to work is our own electricity in our body. So, you know, our heart beating, our lungs breathing, this is all controlled through our brain, which sends electrical pulses. And what we're doing is we're actually able to, you know, get very deep into the muscle and tighten and tone and elongate the facial muscles. So fine lines and, you know, the jowls, everything starts to lift and go up. And you're doing it on a more familiar basis opposed to, you know, the knife or something too drastic or chemical.
I love it. I mean, I'm all about holistic things. So I think it's amazing that you're even trying to, you know, investigate this further, you know.
Yeah, you know, I try to have a balance with my studio here. You know, you don't, people say to me, oh, you're a hippie, you're into the raw green ingredients. Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, that's the base. But at the same time, you know, I use technology here, too, with the machine. You don't want to be ignorant to technology because it is here, and you want to use it to the best you can.
Right.
But again, you know, you want to keep the balance. I try to do.
No, that's really good. That's really good. I mean, especially because technology is changing constantly, you know, and they're coming out with all these new things that you could really be beneficial on some aspects, you know.
Right. And part of my job, too, is, you know, just like, you know, the consumer, the average consumer will hear the ads all day long, like, oh, try this, try that. As an esthetician, I get that probably tenfold, you know?
Right, right.
Because they want me to advertise to you. And what I find is, you know, you got to keep your cards close to your chest when you're going to these expos and things like that. But, again, you want simple, but you want effective. And, you know, my machines are like that, my products like that, I'm like that.
Right. You found a happy medium, which is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. So what would you say, what advice would you give to somebody? I mean, you already gave really good advice about just keep going in terms of, you know, any difficult bumps in the road. But if somebody wanted to get into the world of skincare, what is some advice you would give them?
Oh, absolutely. Go for it. Skincare is amazing. you know, with all the, you know, findings that we're discovering with, you know, different, you know, carcinogens that are entering in our bodies and we don't know why. And, you know, I personally think it's, you know, the products that we use, you know. And if, you know, for me, it's all about the cause. And if somebody is passionate about, you know, using, you know, organic raw material, encouraging people to, you know, whether purchase a product that they make from their heart or they teach people how to, you know, be self-reliant on themselves to make their own products, absolutely. And skincare is a wonderful, it's a rewarding business. I mean, for me, if you're a, you know, caretaker or, you know, it's, I just get such a benefit when I know the clients are leaving and they're happy and they feel clean and they're relaxed and they know that they're using, you know, for example, a product that is not going to hurt them. It's not going to hurt the environment. You have to understand, you know, when a product, you know, goes into your body, it goes through your bloodstream, through your liver, your lymph nodes, and it goes down the drain. It goes down into our water table, into our plants. Animals eat the plants, a big circle. So I would love for people to get into skincare, and that's been a wonderful career for me.
Well, I mean, like you were saying, the skin is really your biggest organ. So by learning how to better your skin, it couldn't be a better job, right?
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Nope, you hit the nail right on the head.
Awesome. I'm so glad. So what's next for you, Angela? What are you working on, you know, in the next year? What are some goals you have for the business?
That's a good question. Let's see. It's September, so I would like to take a little vacation.
I think you deserve that. I'm sure this was a very busy season for you. Yeah.
Exactly. And then after that, you know, I'm going to be working on more formulations. I actually have a couple of products in mind that I want to deliver, ones that are specific for different skin. For example, you know, an oil for oily skin. I know that sounds backwards, but I have a lot of ideas. And one for mature skin, of course, one for sensitive. So I'm looking at, you know, making three main oils this year. And, of course, just getting more educated with my machines and just learning new and better techniques on, you know, how to help people, you know, slow down the aging process. And yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right, that's busy. That's a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
But I think vacation first. Enjoy some downtime. Enjoy some downtime. Yeah, I think you deserve that.
Thank you. I know. Well, like they say with business, you know, it's a rewarding anxiety attack. So.
Totally, but you have to find a happy balance. You do, you know, with that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you on social media. Tell us your website, all of that stuff.
Wonderful. Yeah, okay. Let's see. I have two websites. The first one is artisanskincarespa.com, and the other one is artisanorganicskincare.com. One is you can book an appointment with me if you like on either website. I have products for purchase on Artisan Organics website. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram and Artisan Skincare. That's me.
Yay. Perfect. Well, Angela, it has been such a pleasure to have you. You've been so inspiring. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us.
Oh, I appreciate it. Oh, and might I add, congratulations, JV. I heard a little rumor that you were engaged.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, it's an exciting time. And I know we were talking prior, but, you know, brides in their skin coming up for their wedding is very important.
I was just going to say, please, I would love to invite you for a facial, really, please. I would love to have you at my shop.
Yeah, that'd be so fun. I so appreciate that. And I also really quickly, Angela, tell brides how important it is to take care of their backs for the open back dresses.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Everyone, yes, a back facial is if you are a bride or if you are going to prom, you need to have a back facial. You will not regret it. You want to be glowing from front to back.
Seriously, people don't think about this. When we were talking about it even before the show, like, that is very important.
Yes,
Yeah.
It's true.
So just out of curiosity, how does a back facial even work? What do you do?
Oh, it's actually a really lovely treatment. Basically what you do is similar to a massage setup. You put your face in a nice face cradle there. And I wash you, I exfoliate you, hot towels. In fact, I'll use my microdermabrasion tool on you to get a really nice glow on your back. And it's actually a really beautiful, gentle massage that I do. I run essential oils up your spine, and I kind of do long, Swedish strokes. And there's not a lot of heavy pressure with it, but it's just enough to just kind of let the oils go into your system, into your spinal cord, and you feel so relaxed. And then we end up with a nice mask, and people one bride just the other day, she came out and she was so relaxed, and my client who was waiting, you know, for her turn for a facial, and she's like, "Sweetheart, can you drive?" She's like, "Huh?" So very relaxed.
Right, because she was just so out of it, because she was in a happy place, and then she needed to do something active, and she was like, "No, that's so funny."
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what's nice about it, too, is not only with these services, you know, physically, you know, your complexion looks amazing, but, you know, for your peace of mind, you know, your nerves, your bridal nerves. I mean, you need to chill out. God, get off that not.com.
Seriously.
Pinterest is the worst.
I know. I can attest to that. I've been living on Pinterest for inspiration stuff.
Yes,
so I know.
I mean, how many color combinations are there?
Seriously, it's crazy. But that's why they exist, because it gives people ideas they never would have thought of, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, you definitely do get inspired. I mean, I love hate, but...
Yeah. But it's, at the end, it's all good. It all works out for the best, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, well, thank you so much for the congratulations. That was so sweet.
Oh, of course, honey. No, you have my blessings.
Yeah, thank you. Well, everybody, definitely you need to check out Artisan Organics, Artisan Skincare. Be sure to check all of that on social media, on Angela's websites. And Angela, thank you again so much for joining us. This was really inspiring and so great to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
No problem. And you can come back anytime you like. You are always welcome back to give us some tips and tricks on skin. All right.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah,
thank you.
That'd be so fun. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Stay tuned for Who's Next. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.